Blog Talk Radio.
You ready, Steve?
Yeah, hit the button.
What number are you using? My number or your number?
Your number.
Yeah, you make sure my shit get used.
Yeah, motherfucker.
All right, we ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome back again to your favorite black male podcast, the motherfucking Brother Peel. And today we have a great topic for you brothers out there. And that is my girlfriend's sister, could be your girlfriend's best friend, somebody that you're dealing with in a relationship with, maybe it's marriage, you're just dating. Anyways, she's flirting with me. The girlfriend's sister's flirting. The girlfriend's friend's flirting. Should you sleep with her? Should you do it? Should you go the extra mile? And I had to bring a pretty good person for this podcast with no integrity at all when it comes to shit like this. Mr. Ain't Shit himself. Steve the mother, Dean Williams. Welcome to the show, dog.
Thank you, man. Well, I'm asking you, what do you think? Should you sleep with her?
We don't get into that, player.
Oh, okay, player.
But Steve, go ahead and let them know where they can find you at, man.
Oh, you find me at themanmindset.com, www.themanmindset.com.
Steve, this is a pretty interesting topic, and I know it had to be one because you was playing your video game, so to get you off of your video game system that you love so much,
yeah,
this had to be pretty good. So let's talk about your products and what you deal with before we kind of get into the idea of a show. What do you do at www.themindmindset.com when it comes to helping men with their relationships or dealings with women? What is it you specialize in?
Well, we specialize in everything. We're the only person, the only website out there that caters to everything when it comes to manhood. Everything from walking out your door, meeting, dating, sex, marriage, living together, you name it, we cover it all.
Okay. So would you say that your system is going to teach men how to be more attractive and sexually more marketable to women? Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Based off of their behaviors.
You talk about those behaviors real quick.
Yeah, but one thing we don't push marriage. Like people think we do. We don't push marriage. We just say
it, but if it just happens, it happens.
No,
right?
Fuck no. No, the only time we tell guys to get married is if they want to start a family. That's the only reason a woman is good for it. That's it. If they want to start a family. But outside of that, they shouldn't be living with women or moving them in.
Okay. So fair enough. Steve, let's kind of get into some of the nitty-gritty of the particular conversation. So let's assume I'm a client of yours.
Yes, sir.
I've been watching you. I've been listening to what you have to say. It's working for me. Now, all of a sudden, I nailed down this hot chick, and she likes me. She's feeling my energy. She's feeling my man mindset. But I got a problem, Steve.
All right, what's that?
Problem is that her sister or her friend, who's also very good looking, she is feeling that energy that I've learned all of a sudden. I understand my true value. I'm not simping anymore. I've taken some of those man mindset pills. I'm reading Negro Manosphere. I'm doing all these things I'm doing now, Steve. But now, I got some sex advice, assuming from you. I used it. She's going back and telling her friend, our sister, how I ate her booty like grocery, dog. So now all of a sudden I'm noticing I'm getting these passes from her.
Yes.
I'm noticing that I'm getting certain things, like she's complimenting me. Oh, you look nice today. Where are you going? Oh, we're going out to the movies. Wow, I wish I had somebody to take me to the movies. I'm starting to get blatant signs, Steve, that she's interested.
Yes.
She's liking all my pictures on Facebook. And she looks good, man.
Okay.
I've never been in this situation before.
Okay.
What should I do?
Well, that all depends. It depends on. Okay, the question is that are y'all? You're not married to your girl, right?
Well, I'm not married to the girl, right? But again, you know, I am feeling her. You know, she does have a lot of quality that I like.
But she's not your wife.
Got a lot of quality that I like, too, especially that ass.
Yeah, but she's not your wife, though, right?
She's not my wife.
Well, there you go. It's your answer. No, listen. The thing is this. Women are open game. You know, you're not commit. You have no commitment to the woman you're with. Y'all are just playing house. I mean, y'all not living together, are you?
I'll tell you what. Give me two scenarios, right? And I'm gonna get to the super chatters in a minute. Shout out to the brothers who's supporting. I'll give you a situation. One, I'm not living with her. And let's say one, I am living with her. Then what would you tell either person?
Well, I would have a problem with you living with her if you ain't serious about marrying her. I mean, you know, but if you're living with her, I would say if you really wanted to mess with the sister and all the other stuff, if you're that adamant, you need to break up with your girl and let her ass go. Now, if you're not living with her, hey, you know, like I say, you have no commitment. This is what I'm saying. There's no commitment to a woman unless she's your wife, man. She's not your wife. She's just somebody you just fucking. Ain't nothing special about her. So there's no reason why you need to. It's a dealer's choice. If you want to mess around with her sister, go ahead. But, I mean, there's no loyalty to a fucking woman that you call your girlfriend. You know how many girlfriends you had that you probably fucked on or fucked over? So, I mean, it really doesn't matter right there.
Okay, so, Steve, let me do this. I'm going to take a quick shout out. My man Eric P. always supporting the show, $6. D. Durrell with that pimp suit, $10. My man, White School 87, $10. Thank all you guys, man, for supporting the show as we always did. Let's get the likes up on the videos while we're here. And the number is 646-668-2519, 646-668-2519. Press 1 to call in. Okay, well, Steve, let me kind of talk to you about this, though. And I'm glad you have this vantage point. I knew that you would come from this vantage point because that's why you're Steve the Dean. It's like, hey, if she's not my girlfriend or my wife, fuck her. Okay?
Well, of course.
Here's a situation, though.
Okay.
Let's say you do sleep with the sister.
Okay.
Do you then tell the girl, hey, I know I'm dealing with you, but I'm going to fuck your sister. And then go fuck her sister. Or do you just do it?
I think you just do it, man.
Why?
Okay. Throughout time, even kings have had mistresses and other women, which y'all could consider side chicks. And that's a king that's probably married to his queen.
Okay.
There's no reason why, as a single man, if you're not gonna commit yourself to that woman, why are you even with her in the first place? What is the purpose of having a girlfriend just to say you have a girlfriend? What is the purpose? Because, I mean, if she's your girlfriend and you're loyal to her, that's one thing. But if she's just some chick you fucking, now again, that's another question. Is she some chick you fucking or is she your girlfriend? Well, what's your loyalties towards this woman? Because based on your answer, you'll get mine. So what would be your...
Okay, let's assume that she's the girlfriend, not the wife, the girlfriend.
Okay, but what about your loyalty? From 1 to 10, where's your loyalty? Because she's a girlfriend doesn't mean you ain't fucking. You don't have to fuck.
Well, I mean, see, well, I think everybody's loyalty is different, but I'm trying to figure out what would you do?
Oh, I would do based off my loyalty, man. If I have If I find a woman that has potential, okay, like a potential one or two, if it's a potential one or two, I always have, for me, when it comes to women or around someone that I'm serious about, I never get in any compromising situations with any women. I would never be alone with her. Matter of fact, I wouldn't even want her really talking to me, really, because there's nothing we have to really discuss. Now, I could be cordial, say, hello, how you doing? But if it got to that point where she's trying to throw herself at me, regardless of her fat ass and all that stuff, I tell my woman what the fuck is going on. She need to handle that shit. But that's if I have a loyalty to her and I see her as wife material, something better than just a fuck me. Now, if she's just a normal woman that I'm just fucking, shit, fuck. I'm going to try to fuck her sister, and if her mom, if we got a fat ass, I'm trying to fuck her mom too. Why not?
Okay, let's talk about this, right?
You got to call me.
Because, Steve, there is a certain situation against men and certain cases of false allegations.
Yes.
The Me Too thing, right? So let's say, for example, you have a woman that wants to sleep with you. You're dating her sister. And then, just go head on and fuck her sister any goddamn way.
Yeah, I've done that.
And what about the backlash? I mean, now they can say certain things. Do you worry about that as a man, that you're going to get certain bad things that may happen based off of how strong feminism is? Do you think twice and say, it's not about the fact that I'm not loyal to her or have any loyalty to her. I have some loyalty to myself, so I'm going to play ball and not even allow myself to get into that, because something bad can happen, whether the sisters start fighting, they come against me and say I did something. What about those things?
I don't give a fuck about that shit. What does that have to do with me?
Well, what I'm saying is this. You have guys that have been, accused of sexual assault because of things like this. Because
that's a job.
Some
that's at work.
Mad at you or angry. We saw that, just on the news network the other day with Ike Taylor and them, because she got fired. All of a sudden, they're harassing me and all these things, and then they get fired. What about things like that?
All right, yeah, but you got to call in the queue. I just want to let you know.
Okay.
What about things like that? Well, okay, but I, that's at the job, though. That's not at the home front. Look, I'm not here to break up families and shit like that, but the bitch I'm going to be with, if she's not special, she's going to know she ain't special, and she should know don't bring nobody else around me, because she know I got a reputation of trying to fuck anything that comes in my house. So, look, she wouldn't be – if she wasn't special, she wouldn't be a girlfriend. So if it was her sister or cousin or something like that, don't bring them around me. You can't bring shit around a motherfucking lion and expect the motherfucker not to bite it. You gotta call, man. So
okay, let's take the caller, Steve, and see what we got here.
All right, 318, you're on, sir.
Hey, what's going on, brothers? What's up, flight school? Well,
okay, go ahead, sir. We're listening.
Okay, yeah, I'm calling. I had a question on get a door. It's actually towards you, Steve. I always hear you. You know what I'm saying? I love your content, man. I love what you guys do. I always wondered. You always say a man should have honor and integrity and this and that, which I really agree with that. My thing is this here. What would we consider the bar as far as with dealing with a woman? What would you consider? What would you hold as your bar, your honor bar, your integrity bar? What is the thing that you go by, or does every man set their own bar?
Well, you it's kind of both. The bar that I go off of you have to ask yourself first before you even get in a relationship. What is it that you want? What is it that you will tolerate? And what is it that you won't put up with? So, but the problem with a lot of guys out there, they have those things, but they muddle. Their foundation is built off of straw. Because she's got a fat ass, I'll compromise this. Because she looked good, I'll give her three more chances. No, fuck you. No, my whole thing is this. I'm a great man, a great lover, and I can be a great fucking whatever you want me to be, whatever I need to be. But you need to understand your place. You need to know that, you're with me. So if you're with me, that means you have to represent yourself like you are my woman.
Right.
Let me give you an example. I talked about this the other day. Oh, shit, I don't mean to. Can I talk about this, O'Shea, real quick?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just give you an example. Like, for instance, I never will tell a woman what she can do. I'll never tell a woman not to have. Okay, so my biggest thing is the guy friend thing. Okay, I'm not insecure,
yeah,
but I know.
I hate that. So.
Right. So I will never tell a woman not to have guy friends. I expect her to get rid of them. But if she doesn't, but wait, hear me out. If she doesn't, then we just fucking. That's it. Because, see, the thing is, if I have to tell you to get rid of them, then by all, because you don't know by how I am, I don't do that guy friend thing type thing.
Yeah, but, trust me. We know.
Right. You know that, right. So she will know that. But listen, here's the thing. If you try to tell a woman what you want her to do and she makes a change for you and shit don't work out, she'll blame you for everything, right? So my whole thing is this. I don't do guy friends. Now, with that being said, I will tell her what I think, but she has what is called the choice. She can get rid of them or fight me on it. And it's, listen, as soon as a woman fights you on the guy friends, we fuck it. Because the million-dollar question is what those guys giving you that I'm not? You know what I mean? It shouldn't be a – because, again, if we serious, I'll get rid of all of my women friends. You don't have to tell me. I'm just going to do it. But if she doesn't do it, then guess what? And then she wonder why she's treated that way or why we're not serious. It's because, like I said, when you knew how I am, you should know better than to have any motherfucking O'Shea's around. You know, you want to go to O'Shea's house at around 10:30 to complain about me. That ain't happening because O'Shea's a smooth motherfucker. So, nope, can't do that. Can't do that at all. But that's what I'm saying. I got certain standards that she's got to uphold. She got to dress a certain way as well. Now, don't get me wrong. She can dress sexy when she's with me. But I'm not for all that or flaunting her ass around other motherfuckers.
I agree with that one.
Right. So it's a whole. This is why I'm saying this is quote unquote a relationship. This ain't me just fucking you. I'm saying if you want to be my woman, especially if you want to live in my house, that we ain't even got to that point. But if you want to go towards that, then you must modify your behavior. You must not put my business on the street, not be gossipy, and damn sure understand when you're with me, you're with me, and I don't want to hear, I think we should, and I don't do that. Because, again, I'm an arrogant motherfucker, and I'm the standard. So you're getting with me. That's the thing. I'm not getting with you because I can find a million of you outside my door. You can't find a motherfucker like me. That's my attitude.
Right.
Because I know what I bring to the table. She ain't bringing nothing to the table but a fucking smile and a slit and two boobs and an ass. What else she bringing to the table? Really, think about that.
Right. No, that's definitely true. Yeah. I really appreciate that, man.
Yeah, so I'm not making – it's not a dictatorship. I'm just saying that if you want to, because they always, you know, because they always get the booty calls and shit. They always like, well, I want a relationship. I like being with you. I know you like being with me, but here's the problem. Let's be honest here. You are what you are, because you know what I tell them to do, dog? It's simple. Look, when I meet them for the first time, you know what I tell them, dog? Go ahead. You can go out with whoever you want to go out with. If you want to get drinks from other guys, feel free to do that. If you want to hang out with O'Shea at 10:30 at night, feel free to do that. Look, I am not here to stop you. You must stop yourself. I'm letting you, hey, do what you need to do. Because if you realize and you weigh it out and you choose to go to door number two and get the free drinks and go out, put your ass out there, then we just fucking. There's nothing special about you. So I don't want to hear that.
Now, you said something that was very interesting, you know, that I really took ear to. You said that you don't normally you'll let them do whatever they're going to do at the beginning. Now, before it gets to that level, do you sit them down and say, listen, this is my standard. This is who I am. I'm Steve Dean Williams. This is what it is. Do you bring that to them first, and then if they decide they want to do something after that, then you just say, okay, well, guess what? We fucking now. That's all it is.
Yeah. Well, remember, okay, that, that, That's the first standard. You can go out, hey, have as many drugs. Hey, I'll be your dildo. Hey, just use me. You know, go to Africa with O'Shea. Have a great time. And when you get back, you want some dick, call me. That's how it is in the beginning. You know, I'm not running behind you. How can I run behind you when I got all these other bitches to take care of? We just fill each other out. Now, if I see that your behaviors are showing me that you ain't like these skanky ass ain't shit bitches out there, then we can reassess and we'll have that sit down talk. Right? Okay. Well, you know, because she'll be talking relationship. All right, let's talk relationship. These are the things that I expect out of a relationship. Now, remember, these are the things I expect. I'm not telling you what you should do. I'm just saying what I expect. Just like the job. This is the time you come in. This is the time you take breaks. This is the time you leave. And this is how much money we're giving you. That's it.
Right.
They lay it out there so you can say, yes, I'll take the job, or no, thank you, fuck you, right? It is your choice. But I'm just letting
Correct.
You know,
Correct.
If a woman that's in a relationship with me, this is what I expect. And the higher you go up, the worse it is, especially if you're moving in with me. Because moving in with me, that's a whole new ball game there. Because you ain't
right.
Man, hey, look.
Oh yeah, that's a whole different set of games there.
Yeah, you're not telling me what I can and can't do. Listen. I got a bubble gum. I got my bubble gum ball machine right there. You better have me tell me to get rid of that shit. You know what I mean? You know how women get with guys and they start taking shit.
Of course.
Give me my key back. Get the fuck out. Listen. You are with me, and that's what a lot of guys they can't connect that dot because they think that she's got say so. I'm not saying she doesn't. I'm not going after her last name. I'm not trying to be Mrs. Hyphenated Williams bitch or whatever the fuck. I'm not hyphenated. You know what I mean? I'm not going after her last name because, like I told you, the only thing she can give me that I can't give myself is a child. That's it. That's
right.
Anything else I can give myself. So what can you bring to my table to be able to carry my son? You know, because that's why I got married, because I wanted a legacy. I wanted kids. And that's the only reason I got married. That's it.
Definitely.
I want kids. Right. So what is she bringing to the table? O'Shea, what do you think on that, man?
I agree, man. I'm echoing, though.
Oh, let me bring you down.
Listening right now.
Huh?
I'm listening. I'm learning.
Oh, well, okay. Well, what I'm saying, dog, like this. When we decide on moving in together, I don't care about how you spend your money right now, because the way you spend your money, it's not my business. But you're not going to ask me for no money because again, dog, I want a mature woman that handles her shit. These are important steps that men let slide. Baby, can I borrow some money for gas? That's a red flag right there. Where the fuck is your money at?
Right.
Baby,
right.
What the fuck? No. And she's going to know that when she moves in. The only thing I need from her is half the rent, water, and money towards entertainment. Other than that, I'm not even running behind. I don't care what the fuck you do with your money, but don't ask me for anything. Just because we're living together doesn't mean that I'm supporting you because you don't have my last name. I'm not supporting you. We're filling each other out. But then go ahead. What was you about to say?
Yes, sir. No, I was just saying that, you know, and I didn't want to seem that, I went off topic a bit, you know, by asking that as far as the honor thing and the integrity and things. But, you know, I just... It's on topic when it talks about, you know, what a man, because I remember it was a caller. It was probably a month ago where he called in about the thing, and I guess he wanted y'all to give him the, I don't know if y'all remember that guy. He wanted y'all to give him the answers, but he screwed himself. You know, he had a in-home wife, basically, with kids, and he messing with the sister. I was like, man, what? I mean... Do you think that you finna call in and they finna be like, I guess you thought y'all was some genies or something, that y'all was gonna be able to just snap your fingers and get them out the damn situation? I was like, dude, no, you just screwed yourself, brother.
I never talk to, when I go to parties, I never talk to the women. I never talk to the women. I stay around the men. I never, when I go to parties, I'll greet everybody, but then I'll just hang out with the men. I will never talk to, you'll never see me going to talk to women. I don't do that. I try to stay as far from women as I can, because I know I'm a short motherfucker, but I got charm, though. Charm goes a long way with motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh. So I stay away from, because I talk about fucking. My problem is I'm always talking about, you know, fucking pussy and shit. And, you know, the bitches want to get in the conversation, you can. You know, I ain't actually come over here, bitch. But, you know, I'm just saying that. But anyway,
yeah.
Getting back to what I'm saying is that at the bottom line, it sounds crazy. And I know a lot of people think it's weird to think that. But they just don't love themselves to a point to make it that. Because, again, I have peace. Except that one time when I got hit with the ketchup bottle. But I was breaking up with her, so that really don't count, O'Shea. But I appreciate. But all my relationships are peace. I don't. There's no arguments. There's no fights. There's nothing. Everything is what it is. Matter of fact, I trained them so well that I don't have to say anything. They tell me where they're going. Okay, I'm going here, and then they'll call me and let me know. Okay, I'm here. I don't even ask. Because you know what? They
man,
know this.
That's amazing, man. That's amazing. Seriously. Because
there's
very
few
men that can ask. The reason I say it's amazing is because there are very few males. Let me, you know, I don't want to disrespect you by calling all men. But there's very few males that are able to do that, you know, to have that confidence to say, you know, listen, I'm going to go here. I'm not asking you. I'm telling you this is what I'm doing. I'm just letting you know, so in case something happened, you know that's where I was or that's where I'm going, you know. And, you know, that's why I really, really love you guys' show and love you guys' content, because you push masculinity, you know, in a society in today's time to which, you know, so many different venues are, you know, stripping, you know, men's masculinity from them in so many different ways and so many different avenues and aspects, you know. And that's why I subscribe to you guys wholeheartedly, you know, with what you guys teach.
Well, the last thing I just want to say on this point is this. I'm preaching something that people have never heard of before. And that's not I don't want a love relationship. I don't want her love. I don't care about her love. I want her fucking respect. I don't care. You don't have to love me at all. You gonna respect
right.
me, and that's what a lot of guys don't go for. They want the love, but matter of fact, they want women to like them. That's their first mistake. Trying to get bitches to like you. fuck, I want you to like me for. But that's here nor there, man. So thank you for the
man,
call. We got another call.
Thanks,
but
thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. I'm sorry, O'Shea, for being so long with it, sir.
I knew that's not a question. Man.
Yeah. All right. But yeah, we got another call whenever you're ready, sir, but we're good. Whenever.
That's an inquisitive motherfucker. Okay, let's do this, guys. I want to get some shout-outs to some of the people that have donated. My man, David Cole. $5. What up, O'Shea? Good to see you guys, man. Good to see you brothers in here tonight or in the morning. It's like 6 in the morning here. I just got one more day, a lab today, and I'm done until January. So, guys, let's do me a favor if we can. We got 80 people watching right now. Let's go ahead and hit the like button on the video, guys, okay? Get some shares up. Get these things up for the brothers, man. We really appreciate you guys in here hanging out with us on the late night tip. We know some of you motherfuckers got to go to work. Some of you already got fired, but if, you know, either way, fired or, you know, permanently suspended, you know, sending your dick out on pictures and shit and emails. That's all cool. We all been there before, except for Steve. So, guys, get the likes up here on the videos. Come in here and donate the like button, and let's go ahead and get another brother on the line, Steve.
All right.
216.
Yo, what's up, y'all?
That's nuts.
What's up, Steve? Okay. Yeah, what's going on? What's going on with y'all? No, I was kind of just chilling, man. Just commenting on on the headliner, the thing. Like, me personally, I don't, when it comes to that type of stuff, like fucking your woman's sisters and friends and all that, I don't get down like that. I don't believe in that. You know what I'm saying? And I just don't know, I don't get down, I don't believe in that type of stuff, because you wouldn't want your woman fucking one of your friends. You know what I'm saying? So I believe that, you know what I'm saying, don't do what you don't want done to you. And, you know, like, even my father taught me, he said, don't never fuck with a married man's wife, because that could turn fatal. And you don't want nobody fucking with your wife.
Right. No, but what if she's not your wife? What if she just some girl? What if she a girl? Not your wife.
What you mean?
I mean,
I'm saying, like, what do you mean? Like, is this my woman? I mean, I don't understand what you're talking about.
Okay. What I'm saying is, all right, she's your, all right. Is she your woman that's going towards being a wife, or is she just your woman? Like, okay, let me give you an example. There are guys, like, I talked to a guy today. He's been with his girl. He was with his girl for 4 years. To me, that's just his woman. That's not someone going towards wife. Because I feel like if you're really serious about marrying someone, you'll marry them within the first or second year because you're that serious. But if you're with her for 4 years, that's what I'm saying. So is she a woman, or is she a woman going towards wife, big dog? That's what I want to know.
I mean, me personally, like, on both aspects, I just don't do that, period. Like, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in a man sleeping with another man's wife. I'm talking about his wife. Like, we ain't married, and you got a ring on your finger, she got a ring on. That's what I'm talking about. Now, as far as his woman, that's something totally different. Like, that's something totally different. Then again, you got to be cautious with that, because some dudes think they woman is their wife. You feel what I'm saying? Even though it's not legally, but, you know, you got to be cautious with that, because that's, you know, that's serious, man.
Right. No doubt.
And then as far as my woman's sister, I would never do that. I would never fuck with my woman's friends. I would never fuck with her sisters. None of that. It's just certain lines a man just don't. A man with self-restraint should just don't cross, man. Period, man. You got to have some type of self-restraint, man.
Well, no, I wholeheartedly agree. All I'm saying is that just because you're with her don't mean that she's wife material.
That's true.
You know, like,
that's true.
You're right about the wife thing. I'm just saying, for guys out there who, I'll use Jay-Z and Beyonce's situation. If I was Jay-Z, as soon as I got off, before the elevator doors open, you'll be like, why is Jay-Z on the phone? Who is Jay-Z talking to? And then if we could turn the volume up and listen in, he'd be like, hey, what's going on? The law office of Horowitz and Schwartz, whatever his lawyers are, go ahead and get those divorce papers ready to go. We're going to go and wrap this shit up tonight.
I hear you with that. Everybody say that. Well, let me ask you this one question. If you know, you've been with plenty of women, I'm pretty sure. And you know when a woman really loves you, and she loves you, and she's loyal to you and down for you, and do anything you say, do. But you know, the minute you cheat on this woman and she find out she cheat on you, you know a lot of that goes out the window, right? Do you agree with that?
Wait. Repeat that one time. What happens?
Okay, you know, you got a wife. Your wife loves you, and she'll do anything you say, and blase, blase, and nothing. You the man for her, blase, blah. And she trusts you. But the minute you cheat on your wife and she finds out, do you think all that goes out of the window?
The trust goes out of the window. Yeah, the trust. Yeah. But no, I'm just saying as far.
Really,
as... Well, you shouldn't be cheating.
No,
I'm saying if again, your wife, you shouldn't be cheating on your wife.
Okay. And that's what led up to that. That's why that Jay-Z stuff happened with him and his sister and stuff in the elevator, because his sister found out that Jay-Z was cheating on with his girl. And Beyonce, she told Beyonce, that's what that whole beef was about, Jay-Z. And that's
right.
When Jay-Z admitted that. So she fuck this nigga. Like, all right, nigga, fuck him. He cheated on me. And I get it. Because I've been through that before. I know how I feel when you cheat on a woman. Like, she do anything. Once you cheat on a woman, man, or anything, it's open season. So you got to get ready to pack your bags and get ready to go, because you ain't might not even be able to trust her. You might not be able to trust her no more. Well, she, you know what I'm saying? So it's about to go downhill. I've been through that.
Look, they were done the day he took her last name, in my opinion. They were done then. When he hyphenated his name to her, they were done then, in my opinion. You can't. I don't give a fuck who you are. I'm never hyphenating my name, and I'm damn sure ain't taking your name. We got a problem. So that they were done at that. But you can tell that, again, not only that, but putting your business out there in that fucking lemonade shit, that Becky, whatever the bullshit she was bitching about, you don't put look, if I fuck up or you fuck up, our business stays in the street. I don't stay in the street. You don't put my business
stays
out
in the house.
I agree with you.
I 100% agree with you. I 100% agree with you.
So when she made lemonade, and that the Becky and you fucking around, and I don't know, I'm a good one. Fuck you, bitch. Divorce. Bye. You take that. You take the elevator. Now again, look. Hey, look. Let's be honest here. How much is Jay-Z worth?
Like 700-800 million, something like that.
So
600-800 million, something like that. Them two together is over $1 billion, though.
Yeah, but this is gonna sound crazy. No, they just trying to be like Will and Jada. That's where she got the idea from. But the thing is if I'm worth $700-something million, you better be bringing me some pussy into the house. You can't think how it's fucking you. You can't really think that you the only one that I'm gonna be fucking. Now, O'Shea, you got $750 million.
I got $7.50 and ain't paid. Let alone you talking about.
And then I always feel like every girl I be talking to, I tell them this. I say, when we break up, if something go wrong with us, do not get on Facebook. Do not talk about us on Twitter, Instagram. None of that. I don't play that shit. I like to keep my business to myself. I don't like people in my business. Like, certain things, like, I could have aired a lot of shit out about certain females. I don't do that. That's whole shit. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? It's me. We keep shit between us. It ain't nobody else's business what happened with, you know what I'm saying? It ain't Instagram, Facebook business what happened to us. What goes on? That's because this shit just came about and everybody doing that shit don't mean we got to do that. And I told this one girl that she got on Facebook talking some shit about, I quit talking to her because I don't play them games, man. Don't do that, man. Our business is our business. You know what I'm saying? Period. I don't play them games. Period, man. I hate that man. That shit is stupid to me.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying, dog. Here's the problem. You know Beyonce's got an attitude. I mean, you can fucking see her mother with that. You know why? You know her mother got her mama attitude and shit, right? But that still don't give her the right to fucking look. If you're my wife. And even O'Shea, if O'Shea came down the tree with some bananas, my wife better kick and block that nigga from harming me because I'm her man. You see what I'm saying? I mean, again, I could protect myself. I could have not if that was my sister-in-law, I'd have knocked her out because I was to be defending myself. But if my wife does not grab that bitch up, regardless of who it is, because now she's my wife, she's representing me, we have a problem. She just stood there. Yeah, how do you stand there and let someone hit on your man like that? Knowing your man was like, man, if this camera wasn't around, I'll beat this bitch ass. But he was like, let me go ahead and let it throw some of them jabs and shit and blah blah blah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I understand. When I watched that video like 10 times, and I was just trying to figure out. And it seemed like Beyonce was just laughing. I'm like, damn, she ain't stuff in front of that. And then when I found out the real story, I'm like, damn, that's why she ain't do it. Because you know what a woman is. You know how women is. When they get hurt, they don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck about nothing.
Well, yeah, she's saying, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, for instance, now again, like O'Shea was saying, if we're in a relationship and you're my fiance, I'm not even talking. I'm not even gonna be around women to even put myself in that situation. I will never be one on one by myself with a woman to be in that situation, because you know, I have control and all that shit, but I'm not going to put myself in that situation ever. And I expect the same of her. Again, you know, if you go to work, you have people that you have to talk to, though. You know, you speak to people, but you don't have to talk personal, because that's what went. See, that's why I used to fuck a lot of married women, dog, back then, because a hello turned into, hey, what are you up to? You want to go lunch? Sure. Hey, what else is going on? Oh, nothing, my hub, blah, blah, blah. And hey, then after a while, hey, I'm fucking.
Okay, let me ask you this. Would you still fuck a married woman if you wasn't married?
Yes. You want me to tell you the truth?
You would.
Of course, why?
You would.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm
okay.
But here's the thing, Nook, real quick. Some women will take their ring off and tell you they ain't married to cover that shit. You don't know if she's married or not. She can tell you.
That's true.
Right. So, all I'm saying is, look, I ain't shit. I tell O'Shea that every day we talk. He knows I ain't shit. He calls me a shine every day. He know I ain't shit. So we both have an understanding. We ain't shit. But I'm just being honest about my shit. I'm in the lie. But there's no reason to lie. If there was a married woman and there was a situation where everything was cool and I was single and everything like that, and I knew how to cover it, man, we fucking dog. She get it.
You just an alpha male. I get it. You're alpha male. I get it. I get it.
Yeah,
let's go back to the show, Steve. Okay. Thanks again, Nook,
right,
for calling,
you,
man. Because I got a question to answer, Steve.
All right, go ahead.
So let me just do this real quick, man. And shout out to everybody on the podcast. We have 102 people watching. Let us get the likes up, and then I want to go ahead and answer this question from the brother that donated, and as always, Flight School. One other question that I didn't ask over the phone. O'Shea, do you consider a man that fucks his girl's sister honorable? Oh, that was Flight School that called in. Okay. Shout out to Flight School. I mean, okay, here's the thing. No, I wouldn't necessarily consider it honorable. Then again, I can't say it's dishonorable because these bitches are dishonorable, right? So, I mean, listen. I think it's more stupid than honorable or dishonorable. I mean, I don't know if we can really deal in honor and shit like that because women don't deal in honor.
Right.
But men, typically, you should have some honor about yourself. I wouldn't fuck my girlfriend's sister just because, not necessarily because I'm not honorable, just because I don't want the problems that could come along with it. And I just feel like I could do something any other way. But I won't say that it's honorable. I think that it's stupid. But you got to be a dumb person, I think, if you fuck your sister. If you're with a girl and she thinks y'all together and you fuck her sister, I think it's dumb. You know, because I don't know. What's your take on that, Steve?
No, I feel what you're saying, dog. Remember, it depends on what type. If she's a loyal girlfriend, she's good, she knows her, she knows what the fuck is going on, then I have no problem with checking that shit. Matter of fact, I would tell her, man, you better watch your sister. Cause I've dealt with that before, man. I had to tell one of my girls, man, look, your sister's hanging around to me too much. She want to sit on my lap. She giving me extra long hugs and shit. Say, man, you been talking to your sister, man. You been getting that bitch away from me. Shit.
Yeah, let's talk about that real quick. Do you tell her, right? Let's get guys to call in because guys, for the most part, one thing about us is, for the majority of us, we don't necessarily really believe in snitching. That ain't really what dudes do. Like, some niggas do snitch, but, you know, if a sister wants to, you know, fuck you or likes you or something like that, if she's attractive, do you tell on her, right? Because if she looks good, but how many dudes are going to be like, hey, you need to get your sister because your sister
come
gonna
on,
fuck you.
Dude.
Most dudes ain't going to do that if she was good looking. Now, if she's ugly or something, you might say that. But what if she's finer? If she's finer than the sister, are you going to honestly say that?
Okay, O'Shea, yeah. But if you remember, it depends on what your relationship is. Look, I'm not trying to fuck up nothing with my girl if I'm really down for her. I'm not trying to fuck it up with that. I don't care how good she look. I'm not trying to fuck it up. But if she ain't shit to me, I'll still tell my girl, but I'll be like, hey, man, you better get your sister away from me.
Are you going to tell her, like, get her before I fuck her? Are you going to say that?
But she going to know what kind of motherfucker she look. She know what I am, so she know. She
how does she know? Let's take it like this, Steve, because
she know.
Like, do you tell her flat out? If you bring your friends around me, I'm going to fuck her. Do you say that?
No, I'll joke around and say that shit early on. I'll tell her. No, I'm serious. I'll joke around
and say it.
Yeah, well, I'll kind of slide you. I'll be like this. I say, hey, look. I say, don't, if we in a relationship, you know, I'll speak to your friends and everything, but that's as far as it goes. But my whole thing is this. If we just fucking, I'm letting her know. I'm going to try to. If we just fucking O'Shea, I'm going to let her know I'm trying to fuck her friends. I'm going to tell her. Why not?
Okay.
Yeah,
why would you tell her?
Why would I tell her?
Why would you tell her that?
Okay. If she's just a piece of ass and we just fucking,
why
not tell her? Because, again, I have no loyalties to her. She has no loyalties to me. Remember, we just fucking right now. Haven't you had those situations where you were like, yeah, hey, you and your friend, I mean, y'all touched each other before, right? You know, y'all been messing, you know, trying to get them to play each other and shit. And then she like,
no, I don't be asking. I'm Baptist. I don't do that.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. Never mind. I digress. I'm just saying that if you're not serious with her, why not fuck her friends? I mean, you know what's so strange? You'll find it strange. Some women get off watching you fuck other women. Some women get off on that.
She was on the show the other night. You wasn't here that day, but Nikki called in. Nikki Franklin. She was on the video.
But I didn't listen.
She had her man fuck her boyfriend, then took her girlfriend to fuck the side nigga.
Wait, she had her man fuck her boyfriend?
No, she had her girl fuck her. Okay.
Oh, girl.
She has a girlfriend.
Okay.
Her and her girlfriend went and double team and fucked her boyfriend. Then Nikki has a nigga on the side.
Right.
Her and her girlfriend went and fucked the nigga on the side. And the whole time I'm thinking, I hope they ain't watching this goddamn YouTube channel, because she was showing her face, her titties and everything on the goddamn screen. It was crazy.
Well,
if y'all remember that, it's on Patreon. Go to Patreon to look at that interview.
Yeah, 43. Well, I don't. My whole thing, O'Shea, is this. I'm telling you, some women have fetishes to just they want to see you fuck something. They don't mind that shit. But then there's a rule though. See, there's certain rules with threesomes and stuff with your girl. Because if you gonna fuck another chicken with your girl, you gotta know the rules, man. A lot of guys.
Okay,
fuck
what are
up.
What are the rules? Let's go into the rules.
Well, the first rule is that you never give the other woman more attention than you give your girl. Number one, and number two, you never come. Well, if you gotta come, you come on your woman. You never come with the other chick. Never do that.
Okay, why is that?
Because it's your girls. Most women are insecure. They're very insecure. Okay. And if they know that you fucking enjoying the friend more, because they're going to think, you know, when you nut, they're going to think that you're enjoying her more than your girl. So she's going to get all upset over that shit. So you just want to make her feel like, you know, it's all good, you know. You know, because what's so great about it, she'll keep bringing motherfuckers to you. That's the best thing about that shit.
Okay. So do we have any, do we have any calls for him?
Yeah, we got...
I'm gonna bring him in, dog.
Who is it?
You already know. You told me too late now.
Caller, you on, man.
I got a bone to pick with you, sexy Steve. Why is it every time I call in, you're always like, let's just get this goddamn shit out of the way? I mean, what is your problem with me, sexy Steve? Aren't we best friends? I mean, if we aren't, then I guess the both of us will have to have a one-on-one fight with each other. The best one who wins. Get that big goddamn ass TV behind your back. And also, the topic of the night is my girlfriend's sister is probably flirting with me. Should I sleep with her? The better question would be, O'Shea's best friend is flirting with me. Should I sleep with him? The question is, hell fucking yeah. I wouldn't mind sleeping one night with sexy Steve. I love him to God.
Oh my God, dog.
But hey, I guess if you are, oh, here we go again. Whenever I call him, I guess I might have to just drown myself in a 5 gallon bottle of soda.
I don't know what you're
saying. And Steve's like, no, no, let me come and tell you. Grab my own angel. I'm so sexy, Steve. Thanks for rescuing me.
I'm feeling that song, dog.
You ain't going to sing the song, are you?
Yeah, well, actually, I wrote a new one. But it's not finished yet.
Oh, you wrote me a new one, but it ain't finished yet? Okay, thank you, man.
Talk to you later, sexy Steve. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Mwah. Mwah.
Car's coming.
Oh, my God. All right, man. Look, look. Dog, man. Oh, man, that dude is crazy, man.
I don't know what to say, dog.
I don't know what to say either, dog. I really don't know what to say. But I do know what to say right now. I'll get these motherfucking likes up, okay? Let's stop the show real quick, man. We won't keep them up too long, man, because I just try to get as many shows out the way because most likely I won't be doing any shows for the next. I'm still deciding where I'm going, man. I'm going straight home or if I'm going to stop someplace else before I go home. I need a break. I need a YouTube break. So I gotta, you know, release some of this stress in life. So listen, guys, you know, this might not be the last show you might be getting for the next, you know, 8 or 9 days. So you motherfuckers better get these likes up, because I won't be in this bitch for a minute. So get them up. So Steve, while they're getting the likes up and shit, man, on this shit, let's talk about let's talk about these guys fucking married women, right? I know this is a subtopic, okay, because, you know, do you think that it's okay for dudes to sleep with other men's wives and shit?
Let's be honest here. Let's have an honest moment here.
Okay.
I don't care if you got a girlfriend or you got a wife.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Most guys are doing probably out of 5 things, one thing. Okay. And whatever you're not doing, she's going to look for somewhere else because women have certain needs. And if you're not caring for, making her feel sexy every day and all that other shit and being attentive to her like you should, she is going to go somewhere else. It has been like that since the beginning of time. Just because you call her your wife don't mean shit. That's why you got to know how to marriage proof it. You got, and what I mean by marriage proof, you got to make your relationship so great that even if she think about cheating, she gonna rethink things because she think about losing you. Losing you should be worse than her making a fucked up ass decision based off of what you should be doing. But a lot of guys don't know how to take. We shouldn't even talk about wives. Most of these motherfuckers can't even get girlfriends. So let's skip down. Let's go down from wives and go to girlfriends. Most of these guys are with these. And they're like leased cars, or they're written like a VCR tape for Blockbuster or Netflix. They're just renting these guys out, and they're waiting for the next best thing to happen because these guys are only good for a few things and not everything to these women. That's why they fuck around so much and have emotional affairs. See, people think that just because she's not having a physical affair, motherfuckers don't know about emotional affairs or financial infidelity or emotional infidelity. They don't know about that. That's more, even more dangerous than the physical. Because, you know, I always told you the pussy between the ears is the thing you go after anyway. Get you on Facebook, and that's it. A few clicks away, and all of a sudden, she can't wait. She looked forward to talking to you. She always expressing things to you. She wanted to spend more time, sending you photos and all that other stuff. Then after that, you've already fucked her mentally, so it's already over. Because she complaining about her man, and she should. Like I was telling somebody before, O'Shea, I had a client tell me that his girl was upset because she wanted to be choked during sex. And he wouldn't do it. I said, bitch, why not? Yeah, choke that bitch. He like, no, man, you know, it's my girl. I love her. I don't want to hurt her. I said, okay. Now when she meet that motherfucker that start to choke her ass, then everything over with then. Listen, here's the bottom line. Whatever you won't do, somebody else will. And whoever does that, that's the motherfucker she going to be with, dog.
Nah, you ain't lying, man. Well, Steve, man, you know, I know it's quite late there. And let me just do this real quick. I want to shout out some of the brothers. What channel are we on, by the way?
Your channel.
We're on the broadcast channel. Okay. I forgot what channel I was on, nigga. I got so many of these motherfuckers. Let me go in here. All right. Let me just shout out some people. And I got to make some decisions in the next few hours. And, okay. Let me just shout out some of the super chatters right here.
Okay.
Jamaican Pepper came on. Oh, $10, man. Damn. Shout out to Jamaican Pepper. Trapstar Bingo wouldn't tell my girl. Her sister came on to me. Shit, that'd be kind of hard to do, right? Because then it could be a situation a little bit different. I just want to tell you, everybody, man, this was a wonderful year, man. Seriously, brothers, I'm just so happy to be a part of this whole thing, man. With me, the Dean, man, we just making these wonderful shows. Me and Steve, man, I think we probably have gotten over a million views, man, over all the shows we did this year. You know, it's just been because 2016 I was just kind of YouTubing by myself, and then 2017 we came more out with the site and stuff like this. But Steve, man, you've done an excellent job, man, on these shows on the Brother Pill podcast.
Whatever, man.
Anything else you want to say, brother?
Some behind you. No, I just want to say thank you, man. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity that you are and to be on this great show, man. You're a great host. You ask great questions and you're very humble, and I appreciate that, man. I mean,
I try to be.
I mean, like a
black person.
I always say, my only issue was just the coconut thing. You fixed that. Once you started tilting the rock the other way to smash the coconuts and everything, everything else worked out fine. So other than that, no, there was no problems, man.
Oh shit! All right, so listen, man. Again, guys. So I'll either be Friday in Uganda or Friday in the United States. I have no idea which one, but I'm going to make a decision, so because I'm deciding on what the fuck I'm going to do. But anyways, thank you, guys. Thank you for everything. Thank you to all the moderators. Thank you to all the fans. Thank you to those who super chat. For those who don't super chat, thank you anyway, right? You know, thank you for just watching and sharing and just looking at that, because a lot of people don't understand, you know, all the people contribute to your channel, man, whether it's the brothers who donating,
yes,
the brothers who just watching, the motherfuckers who hate you and come with the spam your comments. All of you brothers contribute one way or another. So I want to say thank you, guys. And anything else you want to say, Steve?
No, I just want to say thank you, guys. I appreciate you all, man. Support O'Shea and the Nigga Manosphere. It's a great website, great content, and you're not going to get anything else like that, man. A lot of dedication, love, and passion in that shit. So support him, man.
All right. And you niggas know we will see you motherfuckers later. And shout out again to everybody in the chat, man. Appreciate you guys. Peace out.
Peace out, everybody. Thank you. Motherfucker, man. It got me. What happened? Drive. Drive. Hey. Dwight, you got one tire down. Clean this shit up. Win, Dwight. Damn it, dog. Look, you got someone coming to your far left. Hey, Dwight, now I'm on, dog. We good. Now we're going to be good, dog.
You got 18, dog. Get out, a dog. Go get some cover. You remember how you did the shadow? Hide in the shadow. Now there's a car. Go in the shadow and lay down there and get. Just you see how the cars are driving around? Just get in that shadow, dog. Just lay down and chill the fuck out, and look out behind. Oh, wait, that one's coming on you. He's coming to your way. He's at your six. You got him. You shoot him. Someone behind you. Oh shit! He ran you over. Well, you know what, dog? Hey, we good. Let's go, dog. We good. We at now. I can talk. Let's go. I had to do that show, so I'm ready now, man.
Screen on the left, you're going to be able to get a little bit of a screen on the left, you're going to be able to get a little bit of a screen on the left, you're going to be able to get a little bit of a screen on the left, you're going to be able to get a little bit of a screen on the left, you're going to be able to get a little bit of a screen on the left, you're going to be able to get a little bit of a screen on the left, you're going to be able to get a little bit of a screen on the left, you're going to be able to get a little bit of a screen on the left, you're going to be able to get a little bit of a screen on the left, you're going to be able to get a little bit of a screen on the left, you're going to be able to get a little bit of a screen on the left, you're going to be able to get a little bit of a screen on the left, you're going to be able to get a little bit of a screen on the left, you're going to be able to get a little bit of a screen on the left, you're going to be able to get a little bit of a screen on the left, you're going to be able to get a little bit of a screen on the left, you're going to be able to get a little bit of a screen on the left, you're going to be able to get a little bit of a screen on the left, you're going to be able to get a little b Hopefully, help you guys out on your week 6-3. keep on the conversation. Appreciate you coming down the line and having fun playing this game. I'm super enjoying it. It's kind of great to hear how you guys are getting with it. But for the time being, thank you for watching. Take it easy.
No hope.